This is WLRN News. I'm Holly Pretzky. Around this time last year, mosquito control officials began spraying a pesticide called Nalid. They were trying to kill the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes that were transmitting the Zika virus in Wynwood, Little River, and Miami Beach. Nalid isn't the most effective way to control this species, but it was a public health emergency, and officials were throwing everything they had at the mosquitoes. This year, there's no public health emergency, and officials have stopped using Nalid for Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, but they're still using it for salt marsh mosquitoes, which don't transmit diseases in humans. WLRN's Kate Stein tells us why and looks into a recent study linking Nalid to possible motor skills deficits in infants.
We've got royal palms, coconut palms. We have cypress.
Bob Hartman is a project manager for a logistics company, but he used to be in the landscaping business. He grew 200,000 orchids and thousands of other plants on his 3 acres in Southwest Ranches. When Hartman decided to quit landscaping, about 10,000 of those plants went into the ground around his house, a subtropical paradise about a mile from the Everglades.
Firebush and porterweed.
Hartman and his family loved to spend time on their patio. But earlier this summer, that was impossible.
So you don't feel them until they're all over you. Then when you look down, they're on your arms, you hear them on your back, your neck, buzzing in your ears. You just want to swat at your face, swat at your head, swat at your ears, and run like heck into the house.
Black salt marsh mosquitoes. They blew in from the Everglades during heavy rains earlier this summer. And while they don't transmit diseases in humans, they're aggressive biters.
You'd look at your arms in a minute or two, and you'd have 20 mosquitoes on you. Dozens on each leg. It was horrible for up until they spread.
That's why mosquito control officials from Broward and Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, and the Florida Keys all say they're continuing to use Nalid. For salt marsh mosquitoes attacking the communities along the Everglades, it's the best tool they have.
They keep saying that it's been used since 1959, but how has it been used since 1959?
Mia Carlson lives in South Miami with her husband, their dog, and their 3-month-old daughter, Penelope. Carlson was pregnant with Penelope in the midst of last year's Zika scare. Since then, officials decided Nalid isn't the most effective way to control Aedes aegypti mosquitoes. They tend to lurk beneath foliage, where aerial spraying can't reach them. So this year, officials are using Nalid only on the salt marsh mosquitoes.
They're receiving all of these complaints about mosquitoes being a nuisance, and so their answer to that complaint is to go ahead and use, you know, probably what is the strongest chemical available, and I think that that's a very aggressive move.
Carlson's worried Nalid might hurt Penelope, in particular, her brain. In large doses, the pesticide can cause muscle spasms, seizures, and severe neurological and respiratory problems. But the quantities of Nalid used for mosquito control are super small, no more than 2 tablespoons per acre. The Environmental Protection Agency says that's safe, but people are worried. 2 Miami Beach residents even filed a lawsuit after a study from the University of Michigan came out in June. Researchers looked at the effects of Nalid and 23 other pesticides on about 200 babies in China. They found that 9-month-olds with high Nalid exposure had motor skills that were slightly less developed than their peers.
This level of change that we're seeing in these 9-month-olds, we don't know what that means when they're 2 or 5 or 10 or, you know, adults.
Monica Silver is one of the University of Michigan researchers who worked on the study. She says officials should not use this one study to decide whether or not to spray Nalid.
We don't know how the levels that our infants were exposed to compared to the levels of exposure here in the United States.
Silver says researchers also don't know how the babies in China were exposed to Nalid, only that there were traces of the pesticide in their umbilical cord blood. The researchers hypothesize it was through food, not mosquito control. It's also not clear how significant the possible motor deficits actually are. Robin Dole is chair of the Pediatric Specialty Council for the American Physical Therapy Association.
I'm also a parent, right? I also think about this from the perspective of not just being a physical therapist that works with children.
I asked Dole about the method researchers use to measure the baby's possible motor deficits. It's called the Peabody Developmental Motor Scales, and basically it uses a bunch of tests, grasping blocks, following a rattle with their eyes, to evaluate a baby's development compared with other babies of the same age.
This difference potentially is not a difference.
Dole says babies develop at different rates, especially when they're as young as 9 months.
Up to a 5-point change, right, might just be typical variability.
The study found just half a point average difference in visual motor skills between infants with high nalid exposure and those with low exposure. The numbers are similar for other areas where the infants showed possible motor deficits. Differences of about a point on scales where a one-point difference could be normal. But researchers say that doesn't mean we should disregard the study. For one thing, if the infants were retested and showed motor deficits when they're older, that would be a major red flag. And evidence is mounting that pesticides similar to NALID can cause neurological damage. Kim Harley is with the Center for Environmental Research and Children's Health at the University of California, Berkeley.
One study can't prove something, but the fact is that in this class of organophosphate pesticides, we now have quite a few studies that are using slightly different methodologies, and a lot of these studies are starting to show similar results.
Harley specializes in the effects of pesticides on pregnant women and their children. She says there just isn't that much research on NALID. So, she says, some of what researchers and regulators know is actually based on studies of similar pesticides, not on studies of NALID itself.
We're trying to do regulation and risk reduction with a lot of holes.
In an email, a spokesman for the Environmental Protection Agency said that's not the case. He wrote that the EPA uses NALID-specific data to regulate the pesticide. When asked, he did not elaborate on what that data was. EPA guidance on NALID has a trickle-down effect. Alina Hudak is the Miami-Dade deputy mayor who oversees county mosquito control.
We obviously continue to monitor anything coming out of the EPA. We work very closely with the Florida Department of Agriculture. They have reviewed the studies that are being referenced, and they have found no reason to be concerned.
Spokespeople for Florida's Department of Agriculture and Department of Health say they get their guidance from the EPA, too. So unless EPA guidance changes, or an equally effective alternative becomes available, it's likely NALID will continue to be used to control salt marsh mosquitoes.
Please understand that this is a very small quantity. This is a protocol and a program that is used throughout the entire country.
The EPA periodically reviews its pesticide guidance, and NALID is up for that routine review this year. The EPA spokesman wrote that the agency is evaluating the study of Chinese babies to decide if it should be taken into consideration. A draft reassessment of NALID's risks is expected by the end of this year. After that, the public will have 60 days to comment. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.